Let us pray. Our Creator and Redeemer, we praise your name for the beauty and the wonder of this world, for the magnificence of human life, for the transforming experience with our living Lord, and for the opportunity of fellowship with thee and with others. Our forgiving Father, we praise you for your true love and your saving grace, and help us, Lord, to accept your gracious forgiveness as we confess our sins to you. And Lord, also help us to accept and to forgive ourselves. Father, this morning in this hour, may our souls bless and glorify the name of Jesus, who forgives our iniquities, who heals our diseases, who binds up our broken hearts, who redeems and liberates our lives, who satisfies us with living water, and whose steadfast love is from everlasting to everlasting. Amen.
I shall read from Philippians, the second chapter. So, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which you have in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Spirit of God, the fountain of beauty and goodness, from whom eternally stream all things excellent in man and nature, open our eyes to see thy wonder working in the world and to rejoice in thee. For the constancy and beauty of thy creation, for the breath of the winds, the scent of the flowers, the racing clouds, the glory of the trees, with procession of thy days and nights, the rhythm of thy seasons, and the wonder of thy stars. For all beauty in human thought and deed, for poet's song and prophet's word, the gift of music and the grace of art, for nobility of character, for the loveliness of friendship, and for the fragrance of souls nourished in thy peace. For every intimation that we are thy children, for hours of insight when we have clearly seen thy living presence and have been persuaded of thy love, for all victories of good over evil, wisdom over ignorance, love over hate, we praise thee. For spiritual valor to face life's adventure, for strength to do what is appointed, and for faith to leave the unsolved mysteries in thy care.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
For thy devoted servants in whom we have seen the light of thy presence, for all souls who have done justly, loved mercy, and walked humbly with their God, for men who serve our institutions with uprightness of character, fidelity, and loyalty, and who render long years of able service to thy church and to many a Christian cause. May all our living speak thy praise, by faithful work and wholesome play, by truthfulness of life and tongue, by secret living in thy sight and outward service for the good of man.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen.
Dr. Binkley, would you come to the platform, please? As communicators of the gospel, we are all familiar with the experience of attempting to express in words or in deed the true feelings of our emotions and inside in our hearts. And so Dr. Binkley, last month in regular meeting of student council, the following resolution was introduced and passed, and provision was made for it to be inscribed upon this plaque. I want to read the resolution and present this plaque to you. Whereas Dr. Olin T. Binkley is completing a chapter in a long and fruitful ministry for the service of mankind and in the name of Christ, and whereas his Christian walk has been marked by the biblical virtues of genuine humility, moral integrity, and Christ-like courage, and whereas he has been a good and true shepherd to his sheep as Christian leader, teacher, minister, and administrator. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Student Council of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, on behalf of this student body and all students who have been influenced by Dr. Binkley, express grateful appreciation for his life, leadership, and service. And provision was made, Dr. Binkley, to inscribe it on this plaque. And we simply say to you, we're grateful for you and your life.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm grateful to you, to the Student Council, and to all who have participated in the presentation of this message. It has been a joy for 22 years to have a part in a purposeful effort to make this school a community of learning in which all the members of the community have freedom and encouragement to think God's thoughts after Him. And I shall cherish this as long as I live.
I want to present to you the student leaders who have been elected by the student body who will be serving in the incoming year. President Ken Smith, would you all wait and stand at the end of the reading, please? President Ken Smith, Vice President Milt Lewis, Secretary Martha Wellman, Chairman of Arts Committee, Randy Cash, Athletics Committee, Jim Sample, Chapel Committee, Jim Tucker, Ethics Committee, Betty Bates, Off-Campus Ministries, Dick Swift, Social Committee, Cheryl Fanning, Student Welfare, Doug Baltzeger, Seminary Council, Vicki Barrett, Mike Macon, and the class representatives from the certificate class, John Perkins, from the MRE, Sandra Lauder, from the MDiv senior class, Gordon Knight, Ronnie Russell, Willie White, from the Midler MDiv class, Randy Gibson, Bill Mitchell, and Kay Smith. As outgoing officers, there are a lot of things we'd like to say, but I simply remind you of three things. First of all, you have been elected to positions of honor and responsibility. It's a true honor to be able to serve, but always remember that it is exactly that, the role of the servant. In the second place, you're not only answerable to the student body, to the people who have elected you, you have a moral obligation to all of us, but you also have an obligation to God to perform your duties in the best possible manner under His leadership and under His guidance. And in the third place, the same living Lord who said, "I'm with you always, as you witness of me," is also with us in moments of difficulty. One of the true and genuine blessings that has been mine to be a student leader has been the opportunity for Christian growth, for the molding of character, and to be able to understand some problems of other people. And I'm grateful for my Lord, who has been with me at every moment. And so with this charge, we gladly encourage and welcome and congratulate you to your new offices.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your many gifts to us, gifts that are rich beyond our comprehension. We thank you for the gift of Dr. Binkley, the time, the energy, the life he has so freely given to us. We begin even now to look to the coming year, Father. Help us search our thoughts. Help us to put aside childish and selfish thoughts, putting on the mind of Christ, that we continue to learn and to grow. Our Father, we come in repentance continually, for we have all fallen short of your ideals and your goals. We come today, Father, in dedication of ourselves to the tasks that lie before us, dedication to your will, to your guidance as we seek to meet these tasks. We continually ask your aid in all of our deliberations, that as a body we might ever show forth the light of Christ. Mold us as a group. Unify us as the body of Christ. Father, we seek to lead in your name, but we pray that you might ever remind us that we too must be led. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.